Have you ever had the sense that God's calling you to do something for Him? You know, that little voice, that nudge in your spirit, it can be a tad disconcerting because inevitably it hurts. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. For some, it's a call to be a missionary in some far distant land. For others, it's something much closer to home. The call of Christ on our lives comes in many different shapes and sizes. But every one of those calls has this one thing in common: suffering. I know a woman who stuck with her husband through his multiple infidelities. I know a man who's been in a marriage devoid of intimacy for years, but has remained with his wife. I know a missionary who followed Christ's call overseas and spent years hopping from one place to the next without a clue as to what was going on. They all have this one thing in common. They suffered. Sometimes it's short term, other times it goes on a lifetime. Why is that? Well, as J.C. Ryle, the first Archbishop of Liverpool in the 1880s, said, "It costs something to be a true Christian. Let that never be forgotten. To be a mere nominal Christian and to go to church is cheap and easy work. But to hear Christ's voice, to follow Christ, to believe in Christ, to confess Christ, requires much self-denial." And the Apostle Peter put it like this, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21, "This is what you were chosen to. Christ gave you an example to follow. He suffered for you. So you should do the same as He did." Remember, it costs something to be a true Christian. To this you have been called. That's God's word fresh for you today. But through all the trials and all the suffering that Christ calls us into, He means for us to live in victory. That's why I'd love to share more of God's word with you. So let me encourage you to subscribe to our YouTube channel at ChristianityWorks.tv. The word of God is alive and active. It is the power to transform your life. So again, you'll find that YouTube channel at ChristianityWorks.tv. May you be blessed as you receive His word today.